There are dire warnings that New South Wales will be hit by increasingly extreme weather.
2015 was the hottest year since climate records began.
Your show this July was the single hottest month in recorded history.
Australia sweltered through its hottest spring on record.
Climate change is now affecting every country on every continent.
It's the rate that's a great concern.
And what do you put that rate down to?
Oh, it's human activity.
We have everything we need. Some still doubt that we have the will to act. But I say the will to act is itself a renewable resource.
Hello and welcome to Climactic's second episode in our mini-series leading up to the Victorian state election. This week I've got for you an excerpt from an interview I did with Kate, one of the members of Act on Climate. She briefly lays out why this campaign is so important to her and also gives us some of the terminology and background to what it is the Act on Climate is fighting for the election. There's also an update on the Act on Climate election campaign from Lee Eubank. I hope you all enjoyed this brief update about the campaign, and if you feel like you want to get involved as well, I highly recommend Act on Climate as a great place to go. But otherwise, over the next 7 weeks until the election, if you do think that we need a lot more focus paid to the environment, to climate, to justice for society, then please do get involved. This is the right time to start applying pressure to changes we want to see in the political system.
The government has been spending less money on climate and environment progressively over the past few years in the different budgets. This isn't in line with what we know scientifically about the environment and climate. We should be spending more because, you know, you can cut funding now, but it's going to come back to bite you later. Mm-hmm. So really, if you want to save money, spend up big now on climate, and we won't be spending trillions on trying to escape this rising sea levels or like survive heat waves or food scarcity. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we want the state budget to be climate themed. So I think that's a pretty good goal. That's one of our key campaigns. The other one is the Victorian opposition campaign. So as you know, but perhaps not some of the listeners, the Victorian Liberal Party doesn't have a climate policy and they're running for election. And we don't really understand how you can run for election in 2018 if you don't have a fairly fundamental part of policy, which is climate. Climate is already impacting Victorians, like extreme bushfires, worsening drought seasons, even like spread of diseases and what crops will grow. And if they don't have a policy for this, how can they run a state? So we are asking Matthew Guy, who is the leader of the Liberal Party, to present his climate policy. Because otherwise, yeah, how can you run for the state election if you don't have this? That's the campaign that I'm kind of focused on at the moment.
My name's Lee, Act on Climate Coordinator. He, him is fine by me. I remember last week I said I'd be the monkey puzzle tree because it just sounds so cool. But while we're talking about monkeys and trees, I would like to talk about hierarchy. And someone gave me this really good little story that hierarchy is like a monkey tree. The monkeys at the top of the tree look down and all they see are smiling monkeys. And the monkeys at the bottom of the tree look up and all they see are assholes. So hierarchy is like a monkey tree. I guess following on from last week where we were doing a bit of an overview of where we're at, you know, I think we're nine weeks away from the election. How crazy is that? The 1st of October, so it is coming up very quickly. Today's the 1st of October.
Hang on.
But, what? but the election's on the 24th of November, so it's about 9 or 8 weeks away. So it is coming up very quickly. So about a fortnight ago, the Victorian Greens, they released their climate and energy policy. And in that policy was a commitment to the climate budget, which is a concept that has emerged out of the Act on Climate Collective, out of the dusty, creaky building that is Friends of the Earth in Collingwood. So it is really impressive to get that momentum and that buy-in from one political party. But we do have work to do to get the Labor government and the Liberal National Party coalition to take steps towards us and the community when it comes to climate change. We're about to kick off bit of an accountability action to hold Matthew Guy and the coalition to account for their lack of policy. And this comes after a lot of behind-the-scenes engagement, a lot of public encouragement. We've even written a blog, you know, 5 ways the Liberal Party can commit to climate action. And it spells it out very, very clearly and neatly. And it is within the kind of brand Liberal. So it is a grouping of policy ideas that they could actually deliver. But at the moment, you know, we still haven't had much positive engagement. They haven't really shown any sign of taking those ideas on board. And we do have a moment to kind of make some public noise to hold them to account for that position. And that is occurring next Tuesday. So we've got Matthew Guy, the opposition leader, giving an address at CEDA, which is the Committee for Economic Development Australia. He's going to be articulating his vision for the future of Victoria's economy. And I think from all of our point of view, you know, if you are talking about the future of our economy, it should be one that is climate change front and centre, that's thinking about how do we rein in emissions while creating jobs, and how do we make sure that communities are protected from the impacts of climate change while we are kind of continuing that development. The major sponsor of this event is none other than ExxonMobil. So this is a obviously one of the world's largest polluters. You know, if you do a Google around, you'll find that the likes of the New York Times and LA Times and the Independent, even News Corp, there's a whole collection of articles detailing how Exxon have done a lot of work to undermine climate change science and the policy response. Yeah, we're kind of gearing up to hold Matthew Guy to account and call on him to really show his true colours on climate change. Is he going to stand with the communities of Victoria that are affected by climate and that want action on climate change? Or is he going to stand with, you know, the likes of Exxon who have, you know, slowed things down and, been quite poor in their behaviour? So, yeah, tomorrow we will be launching an online action calling on Matthew Guy to stand with us and to stand up against the climate blockers. And we'll be asking our supporters and people who want action on climate change to email Matthew Guy between now and his CEDA address on Tuesday, October 9. Set the scene for upcoming climate detective action. So we will have a group of community members that are passionate about climate action gathering out the front of the venue, the Sofitel, on Tuesday morning. We're going to be sending a signal to everyone that walks into that venue, Liberal politicians, staffers, and maybe the opposition leader will even see us. The time to act on climate is now, and we can't really have any more mucking around. Yeah, there's a lot to do, but over the next week and a little bit, it will be very much around holding the opposition to account for their lack of climate commitment, making a lot of noise about that, and hopefully that puts us on the radar of everyone that's engaged in the state sphere. Yeah.
Mark here, back in the studio. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I'm really excited about next week. It's going to be really jam-packed. I know Act on Climate did a lot of actions in the week after this meeting, so I cannot wait till Monday night to hear how they went on. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next Sunday.
The Climactic Collective.
This show is produced by Hear Media, a boutique audio agency in Narm, Melbourne. To learn more and get in touch, head to hearmedia.studio. That's HERE media.studio.